As healthcare costs continue to rise, workplace wellness has become a buzzword for many companies looking at containing those costs. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Healthy Syracuse Worksite Wellness Initiative is trying to support companies that encourage healthy habits for employees.
Stigliotti and Company could be the poster child for workplace wellness. For example, the 900 employees at the Manlius Furniture Making Company lost a total of 2,600 pounds during the last round of a Biggest Loser contest. Human Resources Director Rob Didio says the weekly weigh-ins and incentives melted the weight away.
We had a gentleman who lost 65 pounds, put it all back on. We ran another Biggest Loser contest the following year, this year now, 2013, and he's lost all the weight again, and he's vowed not to put it back on to the point where he's bought a whole new wardrobe.
The company's also hired a full-time nurse, is a non-smoking campus, and encourages employees to walk through the village during lunch. Owner Amini Audi says business thrives when workers are healthy.
If people are not feeling well, they're absent, and absenteeism costs because there is loss of productivity. So you want your employees to be present. You want them to be productive when they are present.
Upstate Medical University President Dr. David Smith says worksite wellness is a trend that makes sense, with more and more insurance companies offering incentives for healthy job sites, as well as upcoming changes in the Affordable Care Act.
Dollars are going to be shifting to prevention and to pay for these kind of things.
Smith, the co-chair of the initiative, says it focuses on education and motivation for employers to strengthen their wellness policies. Some of this could be as simple as advice for desk-bound employees.
Rather than just sitting slumped over at a computer desk all day, taking the time to do some of those reverse actions, kind of squeezing your shoulder blades together, doing some shoulder rolls, moving your neck.
St. Joe's physical therapist Kim Comboy says bad posture is a root cause for many problems. Another tip.
5 minutes every hour, get up and walk, even if it's to the cafeteria, even if it's to the restroom or to a fellow employee to talk with someone else. But if you can get out of that desk headspace, then that is definitely a big leg up for keeping you healthy.
Franklin Fry, the American Heart Association, says ultimately the hope is workplace wellness can help manage risk factors for heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, obesity, and arthritis. And Audi's advice to any company that wants to take the leap into workplace wellness: make sure the message comes from the top.
Usually the tone at the top is a very important message. It goes far beyond words. When my son and I go to be tested for our cholesterol and all on site, our employees see us. When we go to weigh in every Monday, they take note of that. And so I think set the tone by being participants in living well.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.